When you're tuned into Mo Train's Tracks, you know you are tuned into the number one podcast in the motherfucking world. That's right, it's Mo Train's Tracks.
So how's everybody feeling, all right? Well, you look like it. You sound like it. Ski mask and glow suit. Please allow me to adjust my pants so that I'ma dance the good time dance and put the onlookers and innocent bystanders into a trance.
Yo, gearheads, Mo Train's Tracks has got a special podcast just for you guys today. On June 14, 2007, Mo Train's Tracks got the chance to sit down with Neil Fallon, the bearded wild man from Clutch. For any of you listeners out there who haven't heard from Beale Street to Oblivion yet, you better get off your ass and go pick it up, because it's definitely one of the best albums of 2007, and in my personal opinion, one of the best albums that Clutch has ever put out. I'll tell you what, it only took about 30 seconds for me to email Clutch's management to ask for an interview. When the first couple notes hit of Electric Worry, I immediately jumped on my computer, emailed Clutch's management, and tried to set up an interview with Neil Fallon at Bonnaroo. Clutch has been around for about 16 years, and that's 16 years of pure, in-your-face, rock-your-ass-off music. Those clips in the intro were from Bonnaroo 2007, and I'll tell you what, that was one of the best sets that I have ever seen in my life. The crowd was wild, and you know what? Clutch had the first hit ever at Bonnaroo. When I walked up to the tent, I looked around, and it was absolutely packed. Everyone was just going crazy. Everyone was singing along. Everyone knew all the words. Neil and the boys up there, they were just jamming it out. Without a doubt, it was one of the best performances I have ever seen. One thing I really dig about Clutch, they are always on the road. They are always touring. They are always playing for their fans, the gearheads. And to all those gearheads out there, you guys fucking rock. When I talk to Neil, he definitely feels the support from you guys. And I'll tell you what, Clutch has two new gearheads in the form of the Mo Train and King B. So once again, make sure you go check out Clutch when they come to your town. And Mo Train's Tracks brings you the interview with Neil Fallon. I was sitting backstage with Neil Fallon, lead man from Clutch. I just recently got turned on to your music. I was on your site and I saw one of your videos from the first couple notes hit. I was like, holy shit, this is some hard rocking music. And I immediately emailed Chip. I was like, I gotta talk to you.
Right,
yeah,
on.
Talk to you, man. Cool. I say there's not too many front to back albums that I've heard recently, but your new album, From Beale Street to Bolivian, is definitely a front to back album. That's thumbs up, man. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Let's talk about the album. So you definitely took a little different approach in this album. I see, you know, from your beginning, like you just keep changing your styles a little bit. What did you do different with this album?
Well, we didn't go into it, you know, with any preconceived notions. We just kind of followed our instincts.
Right.
And people, you know, hear this and say this is a much more blues style record, for lack of a better word. It's not really a blues record,
right,
but
right,
there's some slide guitar on there and some harmonica from Eric Oblander, and
right,
that's from the creative standpoint. And Brian Hinckley did some guitar work with us. But what we did is we wrote the record in its entirety, pretty much, and then we went out on the road and toured on it for 3 weeks, just playing the record,
just testing everything out,
yeah,
right,
and learning the material inside and out. So we went into the studio, we were able to just basically roll tape and not, you know, worry about do I do this part four times or six. And that, I think, lent a kind of, it was easier to get a raw,
it seemed live. I thought it seemed real live, real gritty.
I think this is definitely the livest studio record that we have.
Was it easier to do that?
Oh yeah. And I mean, creatively, it's a lot. It's less stress, and it's also, you know, more. You don't waste time.
True.
You know, you're out, and then you can worry about the pretty parts on top.
Well, when you were playing the songs out on the road, did you actually take notice of the audience reaction to what you were playing and sort of gear that towards your album, or did you just go ahead and choose your favorites?
No. No, because the thing is, I think usually when people are listening to music for the first time, they're listening, and they don't know it, so they're not going to dance, or, you know, they might cheer, you know, after
True.
A song, but, you know, maybe that person's in a bad mood, and, you know, you don't want to make a creative judgment on
right, that's
this guy who's
very
been
true.
At the bar drinking 18 beers already.
Well, speaking of those guys, you got some crazy gearheads, and they're pretty rabid fans. Do you have any outlandish stories from your gearheads?
Sure. I mean, it's a mixture of flattery and fear. But we're very fortunate to have that kind of fan base where there's people that are quite content to see four shows in a row.
You got the following, definitely.
And that's a great spot to be in.
Right.
And of course, like any rock band, you're going to be in a nightclub and there's going to be that weirdo that, you know. But the thing is, that weirdo probably does the same thing the next night to another rock band.
Yeah, that's true. Talking about weirdos, are you a little weirded out about people obsessing about your beard?
Yes and no. I mean, I just learned about this website with my beard being placed on other people's faces, which at first I was like, not too sure about it. Then I saw the humor, and it is funny.
Yeah. Who they put it on? Like random people's random
like,
celebrities?
You know, just bizarre photos, like guys surfing or carnies, the promotional photo for that movie 300.
Right. Oh, jeez.
I don't know, man. The dude's got a lot of free time on his
hands.
Yeah,
I bet. You do have crazy fans. How about Clutch? Any crazy Clutch stories?
Yes or no. I mean, I guess there's a lot of... I have a pretty high tolerance to craziness because I've seen it so much for so long.
I'm sure you have.
I mean, today, for example, we were parked along the side of the road and, you know, some guy was walking by and hit his head on the rearview mirror of the bus and knocked himself out for a second.
No, really?
Yeah. And that was just like, okay, that just happened. But
that's insane.
It seems pretty like, you know, it's all in a daze
right.
thing. And I wish I had been writing it down all these years, but
right.
Yeah, what are you?
Have
quite some
stories,
do?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you've played for about 16 years, 17
yeah,
years,
16,
is it?
Yeah,
16. What, you've been averaging about 100, 150 shows a year, or what?
Yeah, some years more than others.
So what are you
We've
about?
We've done quite a few this year.
What are you up to, about 2,000?
I would guess. I mean,
that's
maybe
insane.
Something like that.
You guys definitely need an award for, you know, hardest working band, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, we're most mule-headed.
Well, it's good to be out on the road. Certainly you got a lot of fans that are definitely looking forward to seeing your show. I've been in the crowd talking to people, and I'm asking, oh, who are you looking forward to seeing? Clutch! You know, they're yelling at my face. Whoa, all right. You know, like that. But so you've got a huge huge fan base out there that's definitely looking forward to tonight's set.
Right on.
And
yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, man.
We rarely do things like this.
Right. What do you think about the scene, the Bonnaroo scene?
It's great that, you know, they kind of opened up the genres a little bit. Because, you know, we'll do, you know, metal fests or, you know, or something like Sounds of the Underground, and people hear us and they say, well, you should do Bonnaroo. And then we'll do something that's more along the lines of Bonnaroo, and they say, well, you should do Ozzfest.
Right.
It's kind of like a weird limbo for a band
right.
like
yes.
this. Which...
you guys don't do Ozzfest?
No.
No? Not a fan?
I don't know. I mean, at this point, it's... These things are, you know, they're good to do, but our home isn't a nightclub.
Yeah.
Really.
John Paul Jones is playing, and you guys, are you a fan of Led Zeppelin?
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you think? Oh, you're going to be gone, aren't you? You're not going to be
able
to be around.
We're blazing out tonight. Who's playing?
John Paul Jones.
Yeah.
Questlove, The Roots, and Philadelphia Experiment, and also Ben Harper.
Oh, wow. Together?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I was kind of hoping you were going to play. But you're not going to be here, so.
No.
Yeah.
I wish we were, but we got another three shows.
Yeah.
And then we're home for about 5-6 weeks.
Really?
You know.
So what are you going to do? 6 weeks
off?
I'm
going to do absolutely nothing.
I don't blame you.
I'm going to hang out,
you.
Play with the dog.
Yeah.
I'm going to maybe try to get rid of these pizzas that I've been eating for the past 5 weeks.
Do you got any questions?
Yeah, actually. You got a completely different fan base here. How do you feel about Crocs? Do you own a pair now that you are?
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. My dad bought a pair. And he called my wife up and said they were too big, they were too small for him. Would I like them?
Oh.
And we had to gently.
Please tell me.
We had
you
to gently say, "Well, I'm not really a Croc personality." Yeah. I'm sure they're great if you work in a kitchen or a garden, but
this will probably be the most amount of Crocs.
Yeah, especially
at attending
one of your
sets.
And like lime green.
Yeah. You're from Maryland, right? The band's
yes.
from Maryland. I was just curious. Me and Mo had the worst drive down here ever, and I just wanted to make sure that
was
we weren't
95 in Virginia.
That's exactly what my question was going to be. I wanted to make sure that I wasn't crazy. Every time I go through Virginia,
yeah,
it's like the worst
experience.
That's
in Springfield, Virginia,
you know,
called
I know
the Mixing Bowl.
Virginia's for lovers and everything, and we all understand that.
That's one of the other great things about the band is, you know, we might get traffic every once in a while, but I don't have to do a daily commute and something like that.
Yeah.
I would go postal, man. I really would.
I just figured you had previous experience just probably.
I do, but
there.
I know I don't do it.
Yeah.
I just won't do it.
Actually, I'm sorry. Actually, I was curious. I was reading an interview earlier today, and you said that the favorite city that you had ever played in was Amsterdam.
That's probably one of the top five.
Just from talking around here, I've gathered that a lot of like the really killer shows have been overseas.
Well,
Australia.
Festivals like, oh, I mean for us?
Right, for you and your personal opinion, like what?
I mean, I guess maybe that's because I'm also there in a tourist capacity, you know,
yeah.
and it's exciting. You know, let me think of an example. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, really well.
Yeah. There you go.
It's a great town, but it's... You know, I'm going to be more excited about going to Oslo, Norway for the first time.
Yeah,
and say,
understood.
Well, there might be half as many people at the show in Oslo, but it's kind of more of a initial thrill.
Yeah.
If we went there 3 times a year, I might feel differently.
What about any city that... A city that you played and as soon as you were done, like, you were just like, fuck this place. I never want to play this place again.
You know, there are a lot of them, but we're probably going to play them sometime later this year, so I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
And Philly's not one of them.
No, Philly's a great place. The Troc is one of our second homes away from home.
Oh, great, great.
Yeah, the Troc is definitely classic. Is that your favorite place to play or what?
That's
in
really
Philly.
The,
in Philly.
Well, yeah, that's probably the only place we do play there.
Yes.
Yeah. We played the Middle East once, and that was kind of bogue. But,
right, yeah. The Troc has a good scene. You always
I like
have a little,
it,
yeah.
And then you can get some, you know, decent food around the corner and
right.
you know, blaze out.
Right, definitely. Yeah, thanks a lot for the interview. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
We're going to be right up front watching.
Cool.
And, definitely, and got a ton of fans here. Yeah. Thanks again, man. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Thanks, bud.
Well, thank you so much, everybody.
Yo, the podcast isn't done yet. I've got another surprise for you. Through permission from Clutch's management, I'm going to play you the first two songs that got me into Clutch. Electric Worry and One-Eyed Dollar. Yeah, I may be a little late getting started, but after these first two songs, I became a gearhead for life. So to all of Clutch's fans, from what I can see, you guys are some of the most loyal fans out there. Keep checking out their shows, keep checking out their music, and King B and I have a little message for Clutch. Neil, thanks a lot for your time down at Bonnaroo. It was awesome talking to you. And Chip, thanks a lot for all your help. When you guys come to Philly, King B and I will definitely be there with the crew. Maybe after the show, we can go around the corner and go check out Chinatown. No, not for some washy-washy. But we'd definitely like to hook up again. You guys fucking rock, and hopefully you guys have another 16 years in you, because you guys make some awesome, awesome music. So to close out this podcast, I've got two of my favorite songs off From Beale Street to Oblivion called Electric Worry and One-Eyed Dollar. Thanks to everyone for listening. And we'll see you guys at Lollapalooza.
Thank you.
Summertime, and that's right, it's festival season. So where can you get the best coverage of all the summer festivals? That's right, that's Motrain's Tracks. So if you want the coverage, you gotta go to themotrain.com, Motrain at myspace.com, or Motrain's Tracks Podcast at myspace.com. There, you can get all the coverage of Bonnaroo, of Vegas in Vegas, and Lollapalooza. If we're not at festivals, we'll be bouncing around to other music events, also to different parties, bars, all kinds of entertainment, so make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of the Motrain's Tracks Insanity with King B and the Motrain. Be on the lookout for MotrainsTracks.com. That's right, MotrainsTracks.com. Yeah, we're a little bit crazy, and we're usually kind of drunk, but hey, we're King B and Motrain. Together, we're Team Excelsior, and we are Motrain's Tracks.